Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
But ECM Energy Services, I mean, the careers they have for people who are really committed to doing really, really well in life and being paid really, really, really well. ECM Energy Services, I'm telling you, Alex and Riley and James, they are just the best. Absolutely the best. Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, although I don't know why you'd want to, on Facebook. We do a Facebook live stream, and now they're not shadow banning me as badly as they had, so now we're back up into the thousands of views instead of just hundreds of views, but it's better. There's not much to see, though. I warned you, I mean, all you have is this state-of-the-art world-class studio and this world-class state-of-the-art microphone and this world-class state-of-the-art podcaster board and this world-class state-of-the-art Formica countertop and me. There's not much to see. There really isn't. But if you want to see it, go to my Facebook page, Dimitri spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Asilaris, except you add a V to it. And enjoy. Just enjoy. All right, fine. Next. I want to talk with you about this. Yesterday ran out of time. It's not often that the newspaper, the Wheeling Unintelligencer, agrees with me about much of anything. But they finally came around to my way of viewing the vagrants, the homeless, which some people now are calling the unhoused. The unhoused. And so I'm calling them the unhoused and the uncondoed and the unapartmented. Whatever. So this editorial was kind of interesting because it was like, hey, I've been talking about this for years. Now the newspaper's coming around to my way of thinking, which is great, and I appreciate that. So let me read this editorial. The headline is, "A homeless camp needs buy-in from all parties." By the way, I disagree with that. I think the homeless camp needs to be shut down, but be that as it may. Here's the editorial. "There's a strong argument that leaders in Wheeling have mismanaged the city's homeless problem over the past few years." What have I been telling you? What have I been telling you? "Remember the Life Hub boondoggle that was the answer to all of the city's problems for the small sum of millions of dollars? Or the city's homeless liaison that would end homelessness?" Again, stuff I've been talking about, that Life Hub is just another, it's like a flop house in downtown Wheeling, which is the last thing that Wheeling needs, a flop house for homeless, the vagrants, that's what it is. Next graph. "This much is clear. Wheeling has spent millions of your tax dollars over the past few years on the homeless issue with little to show except for a camp that, according to city leaders, is supposed to be overseen and maintained by area social service agencies." Also true. I see no reason for a camp. I see no reason for that whatsoever. You're not supposed to be camping in the city. But they have this thing. And the city is saying, well, it's not our responsibility. No. We're not going to take any responsibility for this. It's up to the local social service agencies. And by the way, they all talk a really good game, do they not? The social service agencies, oh, we need more money. They're falling through the cracks. And now that they have an opportunity to manage this homeless camp, where are they? Exactly. All right, next graph. "Now comes Councilman Ben Seidler, who on Tuesday said even," that's last Tuesday, "even that camp has become a mess. Seidler used a council floor to make this statement, keep the camp clean and under control, or he will recommend its closure." The mess has been ongoing. I had Carly Dittmar here, who is just this wonderful, wonderful lady, who is a citizen journalist who took lots and lots of photographs of it's a pigsties look better than this. They really do pigsties, and I probably smell better than this too. And she had all of these pictures and I posted them on Facebook. It's an absolute disgrace. Now city council, these Ben Seidlers, you know, saying this is terrible, it's whatever. We've been saying this for years. Carly's been documenting it with all of her pictures. But at least they're doing something now. At least not doing anything, but they're at least talking a bit about it now. Seidler's quoted here in this editorial. We started this homeless camp as an exempt property, as a place we could use as a triage for homeless individuals while they find services that they need. The intent was that the nonprofit agencies in the city that help our homeless individuals would be able to go to one central location and really give them resources and help them through the process of getting them on the right track to end their cycle of homelessness, which of course is not the case because, as I've mentioned from time to time, that if you have an agency that serves the homeless, the unhoused, the uncondoed, the unapartmented, and you solve the problem, your agency is out of business. If you are a homeless liaison, a homeless advocate, a homeless whatever, and you solve the homeless problem, you're out of work. No donations, no money, no nothing. Seidler alleged the social service agencies are not holding up their end of the bargain. Instead, he noted taxpayers have spent close to $100,000 over the past year just to clean up the camp and that the city has been forced to take the lead in managing the site. $100,000 just to clean up the filth of these feral animals. And it never ends. It just never ends. And the city is taking the lead in managing the site. Somebody reached out to the city asking to be considered to be the manager of the camp. If the city would obviously, you know, pay for the position. That person reached out to Bob Heron and to Michelle Rajanis. That person was me. I made a formal request. They responded in writing. I read their response. They essentially said, hey, that's not the city's responsibility. It's up to those social service agencies. I actually, honest to God, volunteered to be the manager of this homeless camp, and I would have cleaned it up like you would not believe. I'd be welcoming in police patrols with drug-sniffing dogs. I'd be citing them for any, having the police cite them for drug violations, for any sort of violation. Get to throw them in jail if they are violating the law. I'd have strict rules about who's coming and going. I would have been a hard ass. And I made a formal request. Ask Bob Heron. Ask Michelle. They'll tell you. They said, no, we don't. No. You're that's up to the social service people. We have no control over this. I tried. All right. So here's Seidler again in this editorial. This place is rife for drugs abuse, human trafficking. The list goes on. I'm not sure exactly what's going on or why these nonprofits aren't stepping up and taking care of business. Well, I think I know. But I don't have a whole lot of length left in my buffer for this camp at this point. So we need to either get these nonprofits to step up, get it together, and do what they committed to do, or I'm going to start recommending that this camp go away. And the editorial concludes, that's a strong stance, but Seidler's right. City taxpayers should not be shouldering the entire burden of maintaining this camp. A deeper community conversation is necessary on this issue. I disagree with the last line. A deeper community conversation? Yeah, we need to talk more about it. No, we don't. I am so sick of talking about the unhoused, the uncondoed, the unapartmented, the vagrants, the bums, the junkies, the drug addicts, hobos. I'm so sick of talking about them, it's unbelievable. I'm so sick of spending money on them, it's unbelievable. I actually volunteered, not to volunteer, but if it was a paid position, I would take it. I'd manage the hell out of that camp. And my guess is the homeless would be leaving wailing because of that, because I would have, you know, rules. You got to behave like a civilized human being. You can't be urinating out in public. You can't be, you know, doing drugs. You can't be, you know, some of, I mean, they actually buried this. If Seidler has any evidence of this, now that I think about this, Seidler toward the end of the editorial says this place is rife, rife, R-I-F-E, rife, which I guess like lots of drugs, abuse, he doesn't say what he means by abuse, and here's the one, human trafficking. This is Wheeling City Councilman Ben Seidler saying that this camp for these homeless people, there's human trafficking. Do you know what that means? What I think it means is that you have prostitution there, male and female. You have the pimps who control these poor souls who are the prostitutes. You may have underaged people, in other words, children. You may have people who are essentially enslaved, maybe illegals. God only knows what. Human trafficking. I'm not the one making this claim. A city councilman in Wheeling is saying that this homeless camp has human trafficking. Why am I the only one who is stunned by this revelation? Why am I the only one who's going, what? Where are the police? Human trafficking? Do you know what this, what, are we talking about children here? Are we talking about prostitutes who can't get out from under their pimps? Human trafficking right there in a camp in Wheeling that this, it's a city's encampment? Don't we have a police department? How do they allow human trafficking at this camp for homeless people? Who are these poor victims? How hard can this be to stop human trafficking among the homeless? What exactly is he talking about regarding human trafficking? Do you understand how big a charge this is? How serious an allegation this is? Are we talking about children who are being sexually abused? Are we talking about people who are illegals who can't get out from under and so they're being forced into prostitution? Human trafficking. I'm not the one making the charge. This is a city councilman, Ben Seidler, saying at the city run or managed, or whatever you want to call it, camp for homeless people, for vagrants, for bums, they have human trafficking. And that's not even the main part of the editorial. They pretty much buried it. It's the next to the last graph. How can I be the only person here in the Upper Ohio Valley going, Jesus, H, I, what? What? And the city is in control of this camp? And the city has how many police officers now? How many squad cars? How many drug-sniffing dogs? And you have human trafficking going on right there? What about these poor victims of the human trafficking? Who's looking out for them? I mean, stop and think about what this means, what Ben Seidler is saying here. Are these children? Are these some of the poor illegals' children that were just shipped in so they could be just bought and sold and all that, with thanks to the Democrats and the Biden administration with the open borders? 300,000 unaccompanied children. And many of them, they don't know where they went or what happened to them. Are any of them being human trafficked right here in Wheeling? Ben Seidler saying that's happening at the camp here, this human trafficking. Where's the Wheeling Police Department? How can you even tolerate this? A homeless camp in the city of Wheeling designed for these vagrants, these bums, these wretched souls, and they're doing human trafficking? Ben Seidler says they're doing human trafficking. Does anybody care about these victims? Does the mayor care about them? City council care about them? How on earth can you allow this in Wheeling, in the city's camp, for these vagrants, for these bums? They're doing human trafficking. This is allowed, and just Ben Seidler's just bringing it up. And oh, by the way, they do human trafficking. Who's going to protect these victims? What is wrong with you people?